6,000, at a minimum, 6,000 Jews came here every day and were put to death as soon as they got here. Yeah, so he was replaced, and 6,000 Jews were put and resettled. They were in the ghetto, 450,000 Jews in a ghetto in Warsaw, 20 people in a room and so on, and finally they packed their bags and they were told that they were being taken to be resettled, where they're finally going to be comfortable, and they were brought here, and we'll soon discuss exactly what happened here when they came here. And even here the deception continued. When they came here, they actually thought, in the early stages, that they were being resettled, right? Here, preparations were being made to take them on to the next trains to going to the east, somewhere where they would have a nice place to live. Of course, that's not what happened. There was a group of Jews who worked here in a forced labor camp, and they worked here in an extermination camp. Everything was done by Jews. The Jews had to lead these Jews to the showers. The Jews had to take these Jews and lead them to the gas chambers. The Jews had to then take them from the gas chambers and destroy the bodies, destroy the evidence. All this was done by Jews. And those 200 Jews who were the staff that was here all the time doing this, every month those 200 Jews were put to death. And another 200 Jews came in to replace them. And they're the ones who knew what was happening. The Jews that were here, of course, they had no choice. But they knew what was happening. And to their credit, that's why we have 40 survivors. It was that group of people, knowing full well that they were next to be destroyed here, who said this is not going to continue. They rebelled. They revolted. And there was a revolt here in Treblinka. It was founded in February 1943. Groups of Jews here in the extermination camp were in communication with other groups of Jews in the labor camp, which, as I say, is about a mile away from here. And they secretly got together. They began breaking into storehouses. They got some weapons, a modicum of weapons. And they planned a revolt. It was an incredible revolt. It was an impossible revolt. There was no way you were going to take on the Nazi forces, but they had no choice. What could they do? And in 1943, some 800 Jews, all prisoners, forced prisoners in the Treblinka camp, revolted against the Nazis. Some 425 of the 850 were killed immediately, shot to death, tortured by the Nazis. Many escaped, ran into the forest, to surrounding towns, to Malkinia, we passed that town, to other places here. They were all captured, brought back here, shot to death, tortured in the most horrible ways and so on.
Did they kill any Nazis?
They killed some Nazis, absolutely. And they destroyed a good part of this camp. They did a lot of damage. 40 escaped. 40. Many, many more paid a terrible price for that revolt. There was many more Jews who were brought here and put to death, kind of revenge. But it wasn't a useless revolt. It delivered a message to the Nazis that what was going on here now, the world knew about. People did escape from this camp. There's no secret anymore that these killings are going on here, and they knew that they could no longer keep this camp going. And shortly after the revolt took place August 1943. On August 18 and 19, 1943, two more transports were brought here of Jews to be killed. And shortly after that, the transport stopped. November, early November 1943, the last transport of Jews was brought here. And as I told you, by the end of November of 1943, there was no evidence that any camp was ever here. There's nothing left. Unless you excavate, which excavations did take place. Of course, they found endless bones, bodies, skeletons, and evidence for the labor camps and so on was found here as well. But this would happen long after World War II.
So the revolt speeded up the demolition.
The end of this camp. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, terrible damage was done here. Now I want to give you a sense of what happened here. So if you look at the map, hold the map in front of you. And this, of course, everything that's why, whatever you're going to see now is simply a memorial set up after the camp so that people remember what happened here. We are here. This is it. This is the extermination camp. We're on the place. And you'll see it's part of the memorial where the funeral pyres took place, and we'll talk about that.